Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and today we're talking about a party of sorts, a sprinkle, to help individuals in need in Western Pennsylvania. I'm here with two individuals from the Western Pennsylvania Diaper Bank. One of them is Nanette Schmidt. She is the outreach coordinator for the Diaper Bank, and Tara Truscott is the program coordinator. Thank you both for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us again.
Yes, thank you. Yes. We're very excited.
Well, we're excited to have you on the show because I think the Diaper Bank does so much good. So, Nanette, I'm going to start with you. Can you explain to people who've never heard of the Western PA Diaper Bank, what is it?
So the Western Pennsylvania Diaper Bank is an organization that helps families in need with diapers, period products, and incontinence products. The program was started 12 years ago by Pastor Philip and Miss Kathy Battle. They started it out of their church, and they asked just one question to the females, which were mostly grandparents, at an after-school program. What do you think that you can use that you get no assistance with? And everybody said diapers. There's nobody out there that helps with diapers.
And so she started this program out of the church. And then how did it continue to grow? You know, can you explain how big you are now? Give us some numbers of how many people you help and things like that.
So when we started out in 2012, they gave 16,000 diapers the first year out of the church basement. Last year, we gave out over 2.5 million diapers.
Wow. And what communities do you serve?
So we are now in 8 counties. This past year, originally we were only in 3. We were in Fayette, Westmoreland, and Allegheny. This past year, we expanded into 5 other counties. So we are now in Fayette County, Greene County, Beaver County, Indiana County, and Butler. I believe yeah, we're missing one.
It's fairly new.
So it is fairly
trying
new.
To get our bearings with it.
So yeah, so now we serve 8 counties. And with in those counties, we have partner agencies that come and pick up diapers from us and then take them back to their agency and then distribute there to their clients that they have.
Amazing. And so, I mean, you've created a number of sort of distribution centers, right? You have one in Westmoreland County, I believe.
So yes, we do have one in Westmoreland County. That one, we serve the counties that are in Westmoreland County. And then in Allegheny County is where our big warehouse is. And that is where all the diapers actually come from for all of the counties.
Wonderful. It's amazing. And so I would imagine that part of your job in outreach is to raise awareness, help raise funds, help raise donations, and just really find people who may be in need of diapers. And part of that, I think, is creating an event or multiple events. And one of them is a sprinkle. So I was hoping maybe you girls could tell me a little bit about the sprinkle. Tara, I know this is really a big project for you. So take it away.
Yeah. So the sprinkle idea kind of started out. We had talked to a healthcare company that was new to the area, and they wanted to sort of do a collaboration and offer diapers to families and then also talk to them about their low-cost healthcare. And we had started kind of coming up with an idea for an event, and then it just never really went anywhere. And then I do a lot of data numbers for our organization. And when I was pulling zip codes, that's often something that I do multiple times a year. We look at all the different zip codes that we serve and just how much need is coming out of which zip code so that we can see, you know, where really the need is most in the area. So it kept coming up for us, the Hill District in Pittsburgh, that they were our highest served area. They were in the need of the most products. They were our highest that were receiving period products. They were the highest receiving incontinence and diapers. They were hitting all of the marks. And we were kind of looking at how small the area is, what kind of resources were available to the people that lived in that community. And we just decided that if we're going to do an event of some sort where we're going to offer more products, sort of like an addition to what they would normally receive from us every month going to our agencies, that we would try to host something in that Hill District area to kind of further fill that gap that we see that is obviously happening through numbers. And we approached UPMC McGee with it, and they have been fantastic with us always, a big supporter of the diaper bank. And they thought it was great. They offered a more of a broader scale than what we actually thought we were originally going to do. Originally, we just were going to do sort of a drive-through of sorts and just hand out extra diapers. And they kind of talked us into doing a whole resource event. So now it's turned into, last year was our very first one. It was kind of like a pilot event for the Sprinkle. And it was, I think, bigger than any of us thought that it was going to be. So our plan going into it was offer vendors and resources to the families attending and offer 200 diapers for 200 families. That was the main idea. And we surpassed that goal. I believe we had 300 families there. We couldn't provide all of them with diapers, but they were able to access all of the resources there. We gave away car seats and breast pumps and Legos and books and all kinds of things for the family. So everything was free. So this year we're repeating that again. That's kind of our purpose here, is just to keep this event in the Hill happening every single year. We plan on always partnering with UPMC McGee as long as they will have us. And they provide fantastic resources for families. Things that you might think you might not have time for, they help us with, you know, they offered COVID vaccines last year. They offered blood pressure checks and things that you kind of let lapse. They were able to come to this event, get diapers. We had a face painter there for their children. So their children got to have fun. They got to take care of their health, receive some free goodies and get some diapers and have an all around fun experience at this 2-hour event.
So this is coming up again. You want to go over the date and time and location?
Yeah. So this year we're hosting it on Tuesday, October 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's sort of a reservation basis. We usually have it as like tickets that you have to purchase through Eventbrite, but really everything is free. So there's no cost. We just have asked that you purchase a ticket per se, because
log on to the website. You can visit WPADiaperBank.org, and then you can look under events and you can see the Hill District Sprinkle, and there's an RSVP link there. So you can register and do that online. I mean, that just looks like a great event, so much fun. And it sounds like you have a great partner in McGee. So I think that's going to be fantastic. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. And the tickets itself, they go live on September 6th. So you have some time to, you know, make sure you get your reservation in. And we just ask that they do that, because then they have to let us know, obviously, what size diaper are you looking for? Give us your name. And then we have a bag that is prepared for you when you get there. You give us your name and we have the size diaper that you needed with your name labeled on it. And we're able to hand you that. And then you're able to go and enjoy the rest of the event and everything else that we bring to the table with this. And the main thing too is transportation is always an issue. We hear it all the time. So by bringing it to the Hill District and having people be able to walk up and just, experience everything just by walking up there, they don't have to do the drive through. They don't have to worry about getting a ride from somebody. They can walk right up in their town, grab the diapers, grab all of the free goodies that we have to offer, and really enjoy the free event.
So this Hill District Sprinkle is an evening in the Hill District. This is an in-person event that will take place on Tuesday, October 8th, 4 o'clock p.m. at Kennard Park. So with your Western Pennsylvania Diaper Bank partner, UPMC McGee, this will be a family fun event. It sounds like food, resources, free baby items, vendors. It sounds like there might even be some health checks there. Is that right?
Yeah. So we don't have everything confirmed that UPMC has to offer just as of yet, because there's a lot of scheduling issues. But They always, I know last year they exceeded our expectations. They brought mobile units and, like I said, COVID vaccines and all kinds of healthcare workers. We did CPR classes and trainings right there. If anybody was interested for infants and adults, they offer a lot of really great resources to the community.
So if you register ahead of time, you can get basically a 1 month supply of diapers is what yep. you're looking at, right?
Yep. That's Amazing. Usually how we gauge it. It some people that varies based on sizes of diapers, but typically you're going to hit around that 200 mark of diapers for your month's supply.
Fantastic. What a great event. That's wonderful. So you're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. We're talking with the Western PA Diaper Bank. They're doing a great job on a great event, a Sprinkle in the Hill District coming up on Tuesday, October 8th. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how the Diaper Bank got started and how it helps so many individuals in Western Pennsylvania. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here today with our friends from the Western PA Diaper Bank. They're planning a wonderful event in the Hill District. It's a Sprinkle free registration coming up on October 8th at 4 p.m. So jump on there, pre-register, and hopefully you too can benefit from a month's supply of free diapers amongst many other wonderful things happening that evening. Kathy Battle, the founder of the Western Pennsylvania Diaper Bank, is on the line now. Kathy, thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell people at home, you know, how this need came about and how you got this all organized?
Yes, thanks, Jennifer. You know, my husband actually worked with some mothers and some grandmothers in an after school program. And he just asked the question, what is it that can be done for you that no one else is doing? And they all said diapers. He said, like one voice, we need diapers. And through research, we found out that one in three families at that time could not afford to diaper their babies. They could not afford to keep them clean, healthy, and dry. And that there was no government assistance. So, you know, diapers then were $70 to $80 per month per baby. And so without government assistance, they were having to take whatever funds they had for food or utility bills or other household necessities and buy diapers. And a lot of times the baby was just going without diapers. So that's how this whole thing got started, is because we realized that there was a diaper crisis and not many people knew about it.
Hmm. And then so you said, OK, I'm going to do something about this. So what did you do and how fast did it grow?
Oh, it grew fast. But what we did is we start collecting diapers at our church. And we collected like 3,000 diapers, which we thought was a lot. And we gave out a lot of them, but we still had some. And I didn't know what to do with the diapers that we had. So through research, I found out that very same year we formed, 2012, there was a national movement, a diaper bank's being formed. And so I called them up and they were like, you know what? We have no one in that area, but you need to go out and educate people. You need to go out and let them know that families are struggling to provide diapers for their babies, that they cannot keep them clean. So that very first year we went out, we networked, we told the story. We gave out 16,000 diapers that very first year. But then last year we gave out 2.5 million diapers.
Because do you even believe it? You probably don't even believe.
You believe at that time, moms didn't realize there was any help. So they were at home. Just the baby was going without diapers. The baby was sitting in diapers for long periods of time where they were getting UTIs or severe diaper rash. But once they realized there was some help, they reach out now. And we started just right here in Allegheny County. We moved to Westmoreland, then we moved to Fayette. And now this past year, we took on 5 more counties. So the need is definitely there. Post-pandemic, I'm just going to move post-pandemic, it's 1 in 2 families now. You have the inflation, you know, there was loss of jobs, there was a lot of things, and plus diapers went up. So 1 in 2 families in our community cannot afford diapers at this point.
It's hard to believe. It really is. So tell us a little bit about your fundraising and how you're able to provide all these diapers.
We do a lot of fundraising. You know, the community steps in and help a lot. They hold diaper drives. They individual donors. We have foundations. Through our national organization, there's so many ways that, you know, people help with fundraising, corporate donations that help us keep going to give these families the diapers, and even volunteers. We need volunteers to come in. Everybody has their part that they play in this because we cannot do it alone. But through all of those, you know, the corporate, the foundations, the community, the volunteers, everyone helps us get these diapers out the door to the families that need them.
It's wonderful. And then the idea of this sprinkle in the Hill District. This is on Tuesday, October 8th, free registration, 4 p.m. Up on Reed Street. Tell us a little bit about how great of an event this is and why people should consider signing up.
So this is a great event. And so one thing we know is that the families are going to come out for diapers, but diapers are just a small part of what they need. We always say it's a small thing, but it has a big impact on the families. So a lot of the families, like Tara said, don't have transportation. So this gives them the opportunity to walk around to get the diapers, but also get other resources that they need. Because what we do know, if there's a diaper need, there's a greater need. So they get resources all about like the CPR or autism. If your child has autism, where you can get help and, you know, just a whole lot of other things that can educate them to help them to help their family.
Just wonderful. So you can jump on to the Diaper Bank website. Very easy to jump on there. Go to events, and under event, you'll see the Hill District Sprinkle. So you can jump on there and register, and it will be a very, very nice event. I think that the awareness of spreading to multiple counties is growing. And so how logistically, Kathy, do you handle that? You know, because it's like you collect these donations or you're able to purchase these diapers, but the distribution is pretty technical, right?
The distribution it's getting really technical. But, you know, we took on the model. Diaper banks have like the same model as food banks. So we work with social service agencies, and the social service agencies distribute the products to the families that are in need. So we do have a place in Westmoreland County, and we have one here in Allegheny County. And then the social service agencies come to us to pick up the diapers and other products and take them back to where they are located, and they give them to the families in need. Now, the other counties, we don't have a hub in yet. So we have a driver who distributes them to the partner agencies in those counties.
Wonderful. That, you know, that's a big help for sure, because I was talking to your coworkers earlier, and they were saying that transportation is an issue. You know, Tara and Nanette recognize that transportation is an issue. They analyze the zip codes where the most need is, and that's sometimes where you have events. But transportation is also an issue for people just picking up the diapers, correct?
It definitely is. And, you know, that's something we're working on and hope to address here next year, is to find a way to get the diapers to the families that need them. Because, yeah, transportation is a big problem.
So, Nanette, why don't you tell us a little bit about the different ways to give? How can you help contribute to the diaper bank?
So you can always go. Obviously, a monetary donation is probably the best way, because the diapers that we get, we can get at a lower cost than if somebody goes buys the diapers, because we order them by truckloads. So always a monetary gift. It doesn't matter how little, how big, everything's very appreciative. And then that allows us to go buy the product. So that's one way. Obviously, our fundraisers are a big way to help. We have the bingo in Westmoreland County every May. We also have a purse bash coming up in Allegheny County on September the 14th, We have the tickets on sale now on Eventbrite. It's going to be a fun afternoon. You don't have to be present to win, so you can still buy a ticket. But if you are present, there's a lot of other great prizes that you can win. And we have food. So it'll just be a fun afternoon. Also, people have diaper drives for us. We have all kinds of information for them, people, on how to host a diaper drive, because there's always sizes that we need more of than another size. Our big thing right now is just raising awareness on, you know, what we do and what we can give back to the community.
It's just, you know, it's really, really important that people know about this, that they get involved in this, and that they can help for sure. Okay, so in terms of programming, then, Tara, you're the person who kind of connects people with what they need. Is that right?
Yeah. So like we had mentioned earlier, we do, we kind of moved in from just diapers into basic needs of all sorts, basically disposable products. And sometimes we have reusable products as well. We get donated things like, you know, reusable cloth diapers and period underwear and things like that. So we offer a wide range of products to anybody that might need something. So I always suggest everybody to reach out either through the website or through our social media. We're most active on Facebook and Instagram. And we're always available to just ask the question if there's something that you're in need of. A lot of times we have the connections to get it. Sometimes we'll get large donations of formula as well. We can hand out to our partner agencies. As I mentioned to you, the Sprinkle, we will be able to hand out various other items. It's not just diapers. It's not just period products. It's not just health checks. We will be handing out limited numbers of car seats and Legos and books and toys for the kids and some school supplies and basically anything you can dip your hands into. We have a connection and somebody that wants to donate and do good in the area in the Hill District. But yeah, in terms of connecting you, regardless, always go to our website. Go and find a partner agency near you if you're in need. They offer all different kinds of products. Some of them only offer diapers. Some of them offer all three of the products that we offer, the incontinence products and the period products as well. I just always encourage people to go and see what's available in your area. And that's why we do events like this, is that there are people that will live in the Hill District or live in any of the other areas where we have events, and they don't know what is available to them. They don't know that that resource is there. We still hear from people, especially in Westmoreland County, that they don't know that there are people that hand out diapers. It's crazy that we've been doing this for over a decade now, and there are still people that haven't heard of us. It's just, if you aren't in a current season where you have that need, you're just not thinking of it. So then whenever you're in that situation where you are faced with a need, you don't know where to go for help. So it's important that we keep doing these things and connecting people with the resources that they need. I mean, obviously we could just stick to diapers, but we try to dip our hands in as many things as possible, because that's really what started the mission. Miss Kathy will tell you that her dream started off of wanting to help people. Diapers was just that avenue to be able to do that. And we continue to support them in any way that we can. If we can help break the transportation barrier, if we can help you with getting connected with people that can help you with utility bills or medical insurance or anything like that, we are more than happy to do so.
I see that you also have a purse bash coming up on September 14th. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does someone want to talk about that?
So the purse bash is in Allegheny County. It is purse goes off every 15 minutes. The doors open up at 12. The ticket starts at 1. We have name brand purses. We have Michael Kors. We have Coach. We have Kate Spade. And we also have Marc Jacobs. So that afternoon, like I said, the doors open up at 12. The ticket starts going off at 1. We'll have food. We're going to have 50-50s. We're going to have basket raffles there. We're going to have pick of the tables, and we're also going to have some pool tabs. It's going to be a great afternoon. You do not have to be present to win. You can still buy a ticket.
But the goal is to be present because we're going to have so much fun and have a lot of other things that you can win as well.
So that's the same situation as registering for the Sprinkle. You jump right. on to the Western PA Diaper Bank's website. You
right. look under also events. On, it's also on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So you can go in there and get tickets. You can reach out to any one of us to get tickets. So we're super excited about that.
Wonderful. And it's a wonderful connection that you've all made to the community, that's helping the community. And I know everyone is very appreciative of that. Kathy, what's your message to people at home who may want to get involved or may want to donate? What do you want them to know?
Is that we cannot do this alone. This is huge. And there's so many families out there that need the help. And it takes all of us to come together to help them. You know, if you don't have a diaper need, or you don't know of anyone that has a diaper need, but there's someone around you, maybe who you work with, someone in your community, and not only just a diaper need, like we do the other products, like the period products. There might be someone in school or incontinence. There might be a senior that needs supplies. So if we come together as a community, if everybody does a little bit, we can get this done. We can do this. And I just say, any little thing that you can do, if it's just volunteering, if it's a donate, if it's holding a drive, it takes all of us together to get this done, to close this diaper gap.
Kara, you're excited about the potential to continue to help more people?
Yeah, I think even as far as the event, like I said, it's our second year doing it. The first year was absolutely amazing. It exceeded our expectations. We plan to bring it back every year as long as we are able to, and use that as a model for future events as well. It just shows us what we can do with 2 hours of our time to connect people to the resources around them in the community. We're just going to keep going with that. I mean, it's a fun event. I want to keep it up as long as we possibly can.
You can also look on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page where we post everything. We were just at Pitt Campus in Pittsburgh last week. We gave out 200 period bags to girls. You can follow us on Instagram. That's where we do a lot of our postings. So that's a sure way to keep updated with us and everything that we do in the community.
WPADiaperBank.org is the website, and then you can check them out on Facebook as well. I can't thank you all enough so much for joining us today. Kathy Battle is the founder of the Western Pennsylvania Diaper Bank. Tara Truscott is the program coordinator, and Annette Schmidt is the outreach coordinator. Thank you, all of you, for joining us today.
Thank you, Jennifer,
for having us.
Yes. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Have a great day.